Ukraine security issue.
A family of four was killed by a Russian missile in Dnipro City in the small hours of Thursday, when the Russian missile strike destroyed 60 private houses and apartment buildings. From the rubble of one of them, rescuers recovered bodies of two adults and two children. The state emergency service said the victims were a mother, her 5-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son, and their grandmother. The Russian missiles also wounded workers of a local industrial enterprise while they were walking to their workplace. As of 8 p.m. Thursday, the confirmed number of casualties had risen to 19. Shortly afterwards, four Russian missiles hit Kramatorsk-Donetsk region, damaging a hospital and several apartment buildings and private houses. Russian invaders beat captured Ukrainian soldiers and kept them in abominable conditions. The captives were deprived of elementary subsistence and forced to sleep on a cold concrete, Ukrainian ombudsman Dmytro Lubinets said at a briefing on Thursday. According to him, all the freed Ukrainian prisoners of war have confirmed the unbearable detention conditions.
Якихось там юридичних моментів, як визнання військовим полоненим, статус комбатанта, не відбувалось.
There were no legal procedures to recognize the Ukrainian captives as prisoners of war or combatants. There was a widespread practice of welcoming newcomers in the prisons or camps where they were brought. They were driven through a passage between two files of soldiers who clubbed them. Some of the gun batons even broke and were replaced with wooden ones. The Russians forced the captives to keep their heads down at the toes, calling it fishing rods down. Those who held their heads higher were beaten. The prisoners were given very little water and food and never toilet paper, soap, toothpaste or other hygienics. They were not given mattresses or blankets and had to sleep on a cold concrete floor. These were not exceptions, but a widespread practice, said Dmytro Lubinets.
Не було як виключення, а це як загальна практика.
The Yermak McFaul International Ad Hoc Working Group for Russia Sanctions has presented the fifth document for a recognition of Russia as a terrorism sponsor state, the president's office said on Thursday. The document explains the essence and specifics of the status as provided for by US legislation, substantiates the necessity of listing the Russian Federation as a terrorism sponsor state, and assesses possible effects on Russia and other countries. Ukrainian experts note that after recognizing Russia as a terrorism sponsor, the United States and its allies could impose financial and trade sanctions on any country cooperating with Russia. The document also cites document facts proving Russia's conformity to this status. President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on the civilized world to urgently and preemptively respond to Russia's nuclear blackmail. Speaking before students and lecturers of Harvard University, Zelensky said,
Росія заговорила про ядерну зброю. Російські пропагандисти
Russia is talking about nuclear weapons. Russian propagandists are saying louder than before that strikes and annexations are in store for other nations, from Kazakhstan to the Baltic states, from Georgia to Moldova and Poland. The Russian president says again that he wants to break the grain initiative on which the food security of tens of millions of people depends. Look at the situation at Ukraine's nuclear facilities. For the first time in history, tanks fired at a nuclear power plant. Why is Russia doing this? Because it sees a lack of preventive action. It's necessary to make Russia feel ruinous consequences now for the very fact of such threats. Only preventive action can show Russia that the world won't swallow anything. Reacting to Russian nuclear strikes would mean damage and a new level of escalation, said Volodymyr Zelensky.
Опинитись на новому рівні ескалації.
Russia tries to elbow its way to an influential place in the geopolitical arena by nuclear blackmail, but the civilized world doesn't and will not give in, Andriy Vyhirinsky, a Ukrainian political expert, told Ukrainian radio. According to him, even the Kremlin's allies don't are negative about its territorial encroachments. It's unacceptable for Ukraine to stop this blackmail by way of concessions until the blackmailer comes to understand that it has to make concessions, Vyhirinsky said. Then peace talks would go to the level of the United States and the EU to decide terms and conditions for ending the war on Ukrainian territory, terms acceptable to both Ukraine and the civilized world. Ukraine's allies cannot talk about capitalization because of threats to use nuclear weapons. Tomorrow Putin might just as well use nuclear blackmail for territorial claims to Poland, and then his encroachments might extend beyond the European continent, said Andriy Vyhirinsky. The ICI satellite that was purchased with money raised by Ukrainians is already in operation and contributing to our defense, Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov wrote on Facebook. According to him, Ukraine currently owns one satellite and uses the services of nearly two dozen foreign ones. He said that in the first 48 hours of its operation on the orbit, the satellite detected more than 60 Russian armored vehicles and other pieces of military equipment hidden in the forest, screened and camouflaged. The peculiarity of ICI satellites is that they collect information using the new technology of synthesized radar aperture to can see what optical satellites cannot. The Time magazine has included two Ukrainian ministers in Time 100 Next's list of 100 people who change the future of the world. Digital Transformation Minister Mikhailo Fedorov is listed in the category Innovators for introducing novel technologies in the country, and Infrastructure Minister Alexander Kubrakov is listed in the category Leaders.